This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. As wildfires get more intense, there are questions about how effective prescribed fire and other fuel treatments can be. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, new research has insights.
The 2020 season brought large, severe wildfires to Colorado. Together, the Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, Mullen, and Cowwood fires burned nearly 600,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. But within their perimeters, some 25,000 acres had received fuel treatments like thinning or prescribed fire, or had already burned in recent wildfires.
Did they work? What could we have done better? What was the most effective?
That's Camille Stevens-Ruman, a Colorado State University fire ecologist and lead author of a recent study of those burns.
Those treatments still did something, even when we had those really extreme days. You know, we're talking about 50 to 100,000 acres burning in a single day.
According to the paper, areas that had been burned by either prescribed or previous wildfire saw less intense fire during the 2020 blazes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
With the Denver Broncos so close to a deep playoff run, the price of admission is rising fast. Nosebleed seats for the potential playoff games are already projected to cost more than $1,000 each, and this is before the team has officially clinched the spot. Consumer advocates warn fans to slow down, stick to legitimate ticket sites, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. Tens of thousands of XL customers were without power this morning due to high winds, at one point reaching over 91,000 affected. The company implemented a second safety shutoff at 5 a.m. this morning. Some Front Range residents have not had power since Wednesday. It is unclear when electricity will be restored. Metro Denver's expecting some snow tomorrow morning, scattered rain elsewhere. This is CPR News and KRCC.